Welcome to the Empire Files podcast. This is Abby Martin.
Mike Preisner's here too. Patron-only podcast. Been a while.
So, Mike, we haven't done a patron-only podcast for quite some time, I think mainly because we didn't want to put anything behind a paywall throughout the genocide in Gaza, and we pivoted over from finishing the movie, which is coming out in a few months. We're diligently working on it still, to doing everything related to Palestine, as people may know who follow us, that we decided to transition over to just covering Palestine to try to counter as much of the incessant propaganda as possible, try to combat that, especially since we've done so much on the ground work regarding the subject. We felt like that would be the most valuable asset that we could give. So this is the first time that we're doing a patron-only podcast for, gosh, the better half of a year.
Since October 7th, yeah.
Since October 7th, damn.
So Abby, we're talking today because I think you've been inundated with the classic Zionist rape threat, which, you know, we had seen a lot about online, but now we're experiencing it for real. All stemming, of course, from your appearance on Piers Morgan's show, your debate with this woman, Emily Schrader, who we'll talk about. But I guess in short, you know, you did so well in that debate. You crushed it. It was a 40-minute debate. Everyone should go watch it on Piers Morgan Uncensored. We tried to post it on our YouTube, and they threatened to have our YouTube
abolished.
And
we got censored.
We got censored by Piers Morgan Uncensored. Anyways, so, you know, there's so many viral clips of you, Abby, going around, of you just crushing both Piers and Emily Schrader. And so Emily Schrader made her own 2-minute cut of you refusing to condemn Hamas, and then, you know, got her entire Israeli propaganda apparatus to, you know, whip up this attack hate campaign against you, which, as it tends to do, manifested into many, 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 many rape threats, which I've been watching you deal with for the last couple days. So thought it would be a good thing to talk about on a, you know, little private patron only thing, you know, after a long break from it.
Yeah, totally. It was amazing to go on Piers Morgan's show, because even though he's been kind of cartoonishly depicted as being the "do you condemn Hamas" guy, he is inviting people on like Loki, like Mikko Paled, and like myself. And so I appreciate that platform. It was fascinating to actually go toe to toe with an Israeli state propagandist, like quite literally someone who just admittedly has worked for the Israeli government and with the Israeli government for the last 10 years at least, as well as with Stand With Us, which is another arm of the Israeli government. They've gotten $250,000 from the Israeli government at least in grants. So, you know, it was a little bit intimidating because I don't do debates normally, but I was so confident in my knowledge and my moral standing on the issue that I was super excited to actually go head to head with someone like that, as well as Piers. But Mike, as you mentioned, you know, after a couple viral clips came out of me completely crushing this woman for the liar that she is, unfortunately, it pivoted over to just a huge Hasbro operation to try to paint me as a terror sympathizer, you know, and put all these crazy clips together of me just saying no. I mean, essentially just refusing to condemn Hamas. And so that's all they had, and that's all they really could take from the interview to make me look even remotely bad. But when you look at it within the entire context of the interview and the debate, I explain exactly my position. But as you also mentioned, it came with a deluge of rape threats. Now, there's only been two times where this has happened in the past. One time was with you, Mike, when we went to Venezuela and we were driven out of the country by Guadimbaros and crazy opposition protesters who threatened to lynch us.
You're saying that there's only two other times when you've gotten hundreds of rape threats?
Yeah.
Only two.
Yeah,
other
yeah.
times. And This is only the third time.
That time was crazy because it was a lot of people wanting to burn us alive. It was like a lot of like lynch threats, not specifically rape threats, like, but it was a lot of people wanting to lynch us and kill us. But the other time that it was specifically about rape was when I wore a shirt that said, "Fuck Chris Kyle." And after that, I got swarmed for days and days and days with thousands and thousands of Chris Kyle fanatics.
Chris Kyle, that's
Chris
a better
Kyle.
Name.
Chris Kyle fanatics who told me in very graphic detail. Like, this was a little bit different because they were actually saying, "We are going to rape you." we will rape you. Some guy was like, I'm going to put on my raping shoes and find you my raping shoes. He had special shoes. But yeah, so you know, that was a long time ago. So seeing, you know, Zionists with pretending like they have the moral high ground here, that I think that's what's so funny about this, is that Zionists love to play victim so much, and they're so accustomed to doing so, that they're telling me, you should get raped because you're downplaying the atrocities on October 7th. So you should get raped by Hamas. I hope Hamas rapes you. I hope that this happens to you. So it's not them actually saying, I'm going to do this. But it's just them saying, look, I hope that you're raped. I hope Hamas does this. And then, Mike, what was so funny, and I want to read some of these, but it all kind of culminated. So yeah, it's been quite incredible, Mike, to see the last 48 hours unfold. That's it for the free preview, everyone. Get the full 50-minute discussion by following the link in the description to patreon.com/empirefiles. All of our work is possible only because of these contributions. So if you appreciate what we do, help make even more possible by becoming a patron. Thanks.